KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Take a look at sports. With limited attendance in the Unidome, the state high school football championship games will open up this morning in eight-man action as second-ranked Remsen St. Mary's takes on number six-rated Fremont Mills. After contending with the passing attack of Montezuma in the semifinals, the Remsen St. Mary's defense will try to slow down the Fremont Mills ground attack.
We all work really hard to make sure we get in the right spot at the right time. We spend a lot of time on defense. We want to make sure that we can stop people. When we see different teams and what they do, yeah, we have to kind of adjust our approach and how we move the front. But for the most part, yeah, we just try to do what's best for the kids. And our kids are so flexible that they can do both things.
That's Hawks coach Tim Osterman, led by quarterback Blaine Harpenau. Remsen St. Mary's offense rolled up 108 points in their semifinal round win.
For all the skilled players that we have a great offensive line, but Blaine's been great as far as leading us the last few games and as far as finding his open receivers and making plays and the backs running hard. Yeah, we're a pretty tough team to stop.
Now the Hawks are looking for their first championship since 2004. The Fremont Mills offense is led by junior quarterback Jake Malcolm and senior running back Seth Malcolm, who's averaging more than 8.5 yards per carry.
You know, he's definitely our workhorse, no secret about it. You know, he puts in time and effort in preparation and recovery to be prepared for those types of games. And then Jake, he runs our offense efficiently. You know, we don't pass a ton, but when we do, we need to be effective in it. And so moving forward to this final game, obviously we've got to be able to take our shots when available and be effective in those.
That's Fremont Mills coach Jeremy Christensen. The Knights will be in search of their first title since 2011, and Christensen says their success begins with the defense.
We've got to contain the football all over the place. Up front, the line of scrimmage, we've got to, you know, typical high school game. You got to win the battle up front. And then turnovers and penalties, you know, cannot get off schedule. I think those have been our Achilles heels all year long is turnovers and penalties, and we've got to get past those and get moving.
Christensen says they're thankful to have the opportunity during the pandemic. That eight-man game getting the day started at 10 o'clock this morning at the Dome. Then the Class A championship game is at 2 this afternoon. Grundy Center facing Iowa City Regina. The 3A contest at 7 o'clock tonight as Harlan looks for a state title again as they'll face off against North Scott this evening. In college football action last night from the Mid-American Conference, it was Western Michigan over Central Michigan, 52-44. Ball State beating Northern Illinois, 31-25. Toledo over Eastern Michigan, 45-28. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy believes this Iowa State team is built to handle the stretch run. The 17th-ranked Cyclones sit atop the Big 12 standings as they get set to host Kansas State.
Obviously, in the years past, it's just come down to being able to execute in these big moments. And I feel like the past couple years, we've put ourselves in positions to do that. And to be honest, I feel like we haven't executed.
Purdy says added experience should help during the final three games.
You know, we've had a lot of guys with experience handle all this in the right way. We've been here before. The coaches have been here before. So we're really excited to, you know, be able to capitalize this year. So that's our goal, and we're going to find out.
Junior defensive back Anthony Johnson says limiting mistakes will be a key the rest of the way.
Going back and relying on our fundamentals, I feel like that's something we lack in the last past years. That's something that is really what's going to help us win these November games.
That's a 3 o'clock kickoff in Ames on Saturday. Well, number 24 Louisiana Lafayette's non-conference game against Central Arkansas, scheduled for Saturday, has been called off because of COVID-19 concerns. The Ragin' Cajuns and Utah State at Wyoming on Thursday is also canceled. ULL is hopeful to return to practice Saturday to begin preparing for its next Sun Belt game against Louisiana Monroe on November 28th. Utah State's COVID-19 cases forced the Aggies to call off their Mountain West game against the Cowboys. The number of games across all of FBS postponed or canceled is up to 12 out of 62 scheduled. Last week, 15 of 59 were called off. Ohio State will prohibit family and friends of players and coaches from attending football games this season because of the dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases in the state. The school has allowed a few hundred people at the first two home games, but that will end with the number 3 Buckeyes game at Ohio Stadium on Saturday against number 9 Indiana. The American Athletic Conference has Houston at SMU and Navy at South Florida scheduled for Saturday have been postponed because of COVID-19 issues. It's the fourth game Houston has had called off this season because of the coronavirus, but the first to be wiped out because the Cougars were unable to play. Navy has now had three straight games postponed, though this time the opponent was the problem. The postponements raised the number of games disrupted this week by the virus across major college football. Pac-12 teams are doing everything they can to make sure they get enough games in to legitimately be considered for a bowl. UCLA and California even got together and scheduled their own Sunday morning game at the Rose Bowl. But time is quickly running out as the league enters its third weekend with coronavirus cases spiking across the nation. Cal, Washington, Arizona, and Arizona State have played just once. Five Pac-12 games have been canceled, including Colorado's meeting with the Sun Devils that was set for next Saturday. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association has released the 2020 All-State Volleyball teams yesterday. Here's a look at some of the local honorees in Class 1A. Allie Petrie of St. Albert was a first-team All-State selection and selected as the Player of the Year for the season. Tara Peterson of Stanton was a second-team pick, while third-teamers include Rachel Drake of East Mills and Lauren Williams of St. Albert. Emily Williams of East Mills was honorable mention in Class 1A. In 2A, second-team selection for Macy Van Fossen of Underwood and Chloe Largent of ACGC was a third-team pick. In Class 3A, Lexi Johnson of Red Oak was a second-team All-State selection, and Abby Jones of Red Oak an honorable mention pick. In Class 4A, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood was a first-team selection. Honorable mention picks include Brinley Arnold of Glenwood, Madison Haverman of Lewis Central, and Grace Bowles of Glenwood. While in Class 5A, Kayla Schleifman of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was an honorable mention All-State selection. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches announced the 2020 Academic All-State Awards. On the boys' side, among the winners, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic, Trey Gross of Harlan, Connor Keller of IKM Manning, Brett McGee of Tri-Center, Caden Pearson of Lewis Central, Nathan Rohrberg of Glenwood, and Clayton Stafford of Creston were all named. On the girls' side, Taylor McCready of Atlantic, Abby Albertson and Olivia Anderson, both of Harlan, Haley Bach of Lewis Central, Lauren Becker of Glenwood, Paige Davis of Creston, Harlan's Liv Friend, Georgia Hoover of ACGC, Emma Hughes of Glenwood, Kennedy Kiergard of Harlan, Emma K. McLean of ACGC, Boyer Valley's Kylie Peterson, Aaron Schultz of Glenwood, Riley Sloss of ACGC, Brecken Van Bale of Harlan, Panorama's Ella Waddle were all selected as for academic All-State honors. The University of Iowa, in conjunction with the Big Ten Conference, announced Wednesday its 2020-21 men's Big Ten basketball schedule. Iowa, ranked fifth nationally in the Associated Press preseason poll, plays six of its seven non-conference games on Mediacom Court at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, including the first six of the season. The Hawkeyes begin the season 1 week from today, hosting North Carolina Central on November 25th at 3 p.m. And 2 days later, Iowa will entertain Southern University on November 27th at 4 p.m. as part of a multi-team event. Southern will challenge North Carolina Central on Thanksgiving. Both Iowa games will be televised nationally on the Big Ten Network. The Hawkeyes will entertain North Carolina in the ACC Big Ten Challenge on December 8th and Northern Illinois on December 13th. The home dates for Iowa's contests against Western Illinois and the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series game against Iowa State are being finalized and will be announced later. Iowa closes its non-conference slate against top-ranked Gonzaga December 19th at 11 a.m. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Iowa's first of 20 conference games scheduled for December 22nd in Iowa City against Purdue. The Hawkeyes will play the Boilermakers, Nebraska, Penn State once at home, while playing Illinois, Michigan, and Maryland once on the road. Iowa will play the other seven league teams twice. Iowa's second conference game will be played on Christmas Day at Minnesota. Just the third time in program history, the Hawkeyes will play on Christmas. Hawkeyes have seven players returning with starting experience, including All-American senior center Luca Garza and upperclassmen All-Conference honorees Jordan Bohannon and Joe Wieskamp, along with Connor McCaffrey, who led the Division I in assist-to-turnover ratio last season. Now, because of the COVID pandemic, the safety protocols will be in place. There'll be no men's and women's basketball general admission, single game, or season ticket sales to the home games at this time. The UNI men's basketball team will open play against West Virginia November 25th at a tournament in Sioux Falls. The Panthers were originally scheduled to take part in a tourney in Nebraska, but instead replaced Texas A&M in that Sioux Falls event.
I don't like doing it. There's teams that are going to Nebraska still that were counting on us being there, and I do not like that part at all. But given all of the conversations that happened over the last 24 hours and where things were at, this was the right decision.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says there was some uncertainty over who their second opponent at the Nebraska event would be. The Panthers will play three games in Sioux Falls.
I know it's the right decision. I just don't like having to do it a week before an event when other teams are counting on us somewhere else. So I don't like that part of it, but I know we made the right decision.
UNI's schedule will also include a game at Wisconsin as well as a home game against Wisconsin-Green Bay. And the Sacramento Kings last night selected Tyrese Halliburton with the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft, adding some depth to a backcourt that's almost certain to undergo significant changes. Halliburton averaged 15.2 points and 6.5 assists during his sophomore season at Iowa State. He shot better than 42% from three-point range during his college career. The 6'5 Halliburton was projected to go as high as the top five, but fell to the Kings, where he'll join point guard De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento's backcourt. Halliburton said he was surprised he fell to 12th in the draft.
No, not really. You know, I kind of knew what was going to happen. You know, I'm not really concerned about it. I felt the perfect place, so I'm glad to be, you know, a part of the organization.
He told ESPN that being picked 12th by the Kings was a great experience to share with his mom and dad.
It was an amazing night. It was really fun. I'm in the perfect spot. Sacramento is the perfect spot for me. You know, first I want to thank God, but these two right here, they're my rocks, and I love these guys to death. So I'm just glad I got to experience this with them.
The Minnesota Timberwolves had the first overall pick and selected Georgia freshman guard Anthony Edwards last night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.